Okay. So,
hello, Micah.
Hey, hello, Marek. Hello, KJ. Coming from, Fuerteventura was kind of a last minute plan for me, you know, as I wasn't really planning on going there, but it was enough time to get prepared properly so I could go there and do well. And, I had the goal of winning, but I wasn't certain of my equipment and everything. But, the first couple of days went really well, and, I figured I had good speed. Everything was going really well, so, I knew that I could win. Just had to, make sure and put it together for all the races. And the conditions, I think, really suited me as well. But being able to hold the slalom title and the formula title at the same time, I think that's pretty good. I'm really happy about that. And I mean, my whole goal for this year was to go to Australia and win. So I've kind of been planning my whole year, my training and the races that I've been going to, to lead up to that. So I'm at, my peak performance for the world. So, that's still my goal and my focus, and to win in Fuerte is, just a big bonus.
So you're not feel tensed or something by the slalom champion. You're just a little more kick to go for a world champion in Australia.
Yeah, I think it just gives me more confidence and more motivation. I think pretty much all the top guys were there in slalom, and Bjorn making his comeback and to beat him is a big confidence boost. And I have a lot of confidence in my formula equipment, and now I just got to prepare myself, physically and get ready for Melbourne.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.